Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, along with Bibles and Bitcoin, Donald Trump has now launched his own line of perfume, as if he isn't making enough of a stink already. But celeb scents are not a new thing. Anyone who's anyone seems to have one. Sarah Halliwell is beauty editor of Glass Magazine. Afternoon, Sarah.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
So tell us about Donald Trump's new scent first. I'm very excited
okay.
to hear.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen a picture of it, you'll see that it really looks like a strange kind of take on an Oscar statue. It's kind of like a grotesque Oscar. It's a gold-coloured man in a suit as the bottle. So it's very bizarre looking. It's kind of obviously part of his merch.
Yeah, and I assume that's the figure on top of the bottle is supposed to be him.
I mean, I guess it looks nothing like him to me.
No, he's lost a few pounds, I would say, at the very least. And it looks a bit James Bondy
yeah.
the stance.
Yeah, I thought it had kind of Roman Emperor vibes. You know, I think that's the effect he's going for. But I just feel like, I mean, it's described as iconic and it's described as limited edition, obviously in a kind of way to shift it quickly and boost the price, you know, and make it like a collectible item. But I mean, this is being sold at $249, which
Whoa.
Is, you know, pretty massive. I mean, if you think you could get Chanel No. 5 for half of that, Chanel No. 5, one of the greatest perfumes ever made, obviously. So yeah, it's quite alarming.
Okay. It's called Trump Victory 4547, I assume, because he's
yes.
the 45th and 47th.
Yeah, so...
Well, I'm glad he didn't put 46 in there because, you know, obviously that vote was a total fraud, as we all know. people who have smelt it, how have they described it?
I mean, it's... I don't think really the smell is the point. Like, I haven't smelt it myself, but that isn't really what it's about. Like, if you were interested in perfume, you wouldn't be looking at this, even if you adore Donald Trump, I don't think. You know, this is about making it a collectible. It's about cashing in. You know, the tagline is your rallying cry in a bottle, which I quite like. And have fun and keep winning is another line that they're sort of having with it. So, you know, a marketing blurb is always interesting with perfumes anyway. So. Yeah.
So would people buy this, Sarah, and not use it and think it maybe it might appreciate in value?
I mean, I guess. I think that's how it's being marketed. But I mean, you know, it's a difficult one. It's being marketed as empowering, but clearly it's, yeah.
It's just perfume. Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, but as I was saying there, like loads of people have put their yeah. names to perfumes and scents of various sorts. How
yeah.
many of them are actually involved in the creation of those scents? Or is it just like, here's a load of money, put your name on this, thank you very much?
Yeah, I mean, I think that really varies according to who's involved. Like, I know that I remember watching a documentary about Sarah Jessica Parker being very involved in her scent and working with Coty and being very into it. But I mean, they all make out that they're in the lab with their white coats on. You know, they all say intimately involved or personally crafted. That's Ariana Grande. So, you know, that's not really the case. Like they might be in, I think it varies according to who you're talking about. But I mean, some celebrities get it more right than others. I think someone like Billie Eilish, her scents do very, very well. And she's working with really great perfumers, including this guy, Frank Vocal, he's worked on some amazing designer kind of niche fragrances, such as Le Labo and Glossier. So, you know, it does vary from celebrity to celebrity, I think.
Mm. No, I would imagine part of the calculation is, say, for, you know, Billie Eilish, that Billie Eilish wants to produce a scent at a price point that fans of Billie Eilish would buy.
Yeah, precisely. And so they are, you know, they're often like Ariana Grande, you're looking at like 40 to 50 euro. And also that kind of translates to the notes as well. So what you'll find that they're all called things like cloud pink or fluffy this, you know, they tend to be big on vanilla notes, sweet and sugary, kind of pear, strawberry, fruity notes like that. So it's very much for a younger market, you know, for their sort of fan base. So for a lot of people, a celebrity scent is an accessible way into a brand, you know, and often, you know, even a brand like Gucci, you can have a little bit of Gucci if you have the fragrance rather than being able to buy the clothes.
Do many of them fail?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think some of them are surprising, the ones that have done well, like things like the Britney scent. You know, she's been at the top of the bestsellers for, you know, for years and years and years, even one of hers was top-selling scent last year, apparently, and made $100 million in its first year. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily go with the fortunes of the person, but...
Wow, would she get any of that $100 million, or would it have been an upfront fee?
Well, I don't know how that works, but I'm sure she's doing very nicely from it. She's made sort of over $50 million from fragrance, apparently.
Wow. Okay.
But then some that haven't done it, like I've just heard that Kate Moss's Cosmos line has just gone into liquidation after 3 years, and she had a scent as part of that. So obviously, people didn't buy into that, even though people buy into her, you know, as a celebrity.
Yeah, she didn't call it a scent. She called it.
A sacred mist, I think, was the word.
Well, there you go, then. There is the...
I feel like if she'd done kind of scent of Glastonbury with, like, cigarettes, vodka and wet grass, I think that would have... We would have bought into that. You know?
Oh, well, yeah, yes. Get a smell of Glastonbury without coughing up for the tickets kind of thing. That would
exactly.
work. Are any of them actually genuinely good, that even if they weren't attached to a celebrity, you'd go, that's a lovely scent?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Rihanna scents are really well regarded, you know, and she's part of the LVMH stable. So, you know, one of the perfumers that works on the LVMH, the Louis Vuitton mainline, he does some of her scents. So, you know, they're very sort of well crafted and use good ingredients, and they're not necessarily candy floss and cupcakes. You know, they're kind of a bit more interesting than that, kind of smoky or woody, or, you know, just got a bit more to them.
Okay.
Yeah. And similarly, one of the Tom Ford perfumers worked on one of those. So you'll often find their names sort of pop up. Oh, and the other one is Ariana, Jerome Epinette, who did Victoria Beckham's luxury scent line. He's created scents for Ariana Grande. So you can often find really good, if you look for the perfumer's name, and it can be sometimes hard to find, but, you know, if you follow the perfumer's name, you often find some good little gems in there.
Yeah, indeed. We don't know. Is it known who the perfumer is for Donald Trump?
No, I mean, I did look for that, but they seem to be keeping quite quiet.
I wonder why. Sarah, thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Sarah Halliwell, their beauty editor at The Glass Magazine.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.